Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is Chris.
And Maria from In This Moment, and you're listening to Talkin' Metal.
This is Black Metal Ray from Dirt Talk, and you're listening to John and Mark on Talkin' Metal.
The best hard rock, the best heavy metal, Talkin' Metal. A podcast hosted by Mark Striegel and John Astronomy. Available through iTunes and most other podcast providers. Feel the power, feel the glory. TalkinMetal.com.
Yo, John Astronomy here, back at the former Pronto Pizza in Manhattan, Broadway, 36th Street, hanging out with Mark Striegel. We got a great show for you tonight. We have In This Moment, one of our favorite bands, technically my favorite new band, and these guys are great. We got a great interview coming up with Chris and Maria, plus we've got Black Metal Ray from the great Dirt Talk podcast coming on the show today. Here's Mark.
Yeah, I was just listening to Rock and Roll Geek Show, and they're having one of those girls from the Bret Michaels Rock of Love show on. I thought we were going to do that, and we weren't supposed to until the show was over. So I found it kind of interesting that one of them is already talking to other podcasts. But I say we don't have any of them on now that somebody else is already doing it. What do you think?
Yeah, unless we can get the girl from the website Babies Got Boobs.
Okay. Yeah, I think he has an interview up with Lacey, who is one of my least favorite chicks on that show. I believe she's the PETA chick with the red hair. Kind of, she pushes one of those other girls in the pool and you know, whatever, yeah. But anyways, yeah, we got Ray from the Great Dirt Talk podcast. You guys should all subscribe to that. We'll have a link over to their MySpace page from today's show notes. And we have our good friends In This Moment, Chris and Maria, checking in with us. We hung out with Jeff. We're going to actually post a picture of him hanging out backstage in today's show notes. So check that out. There's pictures of John, me, Maria, Chris, the whole gang just hanging out at Ozfest 2007 at PNC Arts Center in New Jersey. What a great day.
It was a great, great day. I mean, we saw tons of great music, tons of great bands. We hung out with a ton of great bands. You know who I thought was pretty cool? That band Cathonic. They're from Taiwan.
Yeah, yeah, they were great. They were great. Somebody, I think Brian from Adrenaline, sent us their CD, actually. He sent it to me. I'll burn it for you if you need.
Very cool. Yeah, I saw Brian from Adrenaline there. He's very cool. I hung out with him actually at a Lamb of God concert a while back, but we've been friends with him, you know, over the computer for a long time, and he's a very cool dude. But anyway, why don't we get into a song by In This Moment, and then we'll get right into an interview with Chris and Maria from In This Moment. So how's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay, let's get into Beautiful Tragedy. That comes from the album Beautiful Tragedy. Title track, Century Media Records. What's also pretty cool is it is also on the Ozfest 2007 Summer Sampler CD that's presented by Roadrunner Records. So it's kind of cool how Century Media's song is on a Roadrunner release. And that CD also includes like a ton of the other cool bands who are on Ozfest. So without further ado, let's get into Beautiful Tragedy by In This Moment, my favorite band. We'll be right back. John from Talking Metal. I'm hanging out with Mark, Emily, Chris, and Maria from In This Moment. How are you guys doing?
What's happening, John? Doing good?
We're doing good. It's nice to see you guys again.
Absolutely. I saw you guys at BB King's, but the last time we did the interview, I was like completely hungover from that party at Snitch that you guys had.
Yeah, I remember.
You were in some serious pain for that one.
Yes, that was an interview in my office, and I was just basically completely out of it.
You guys have been staying so busy since we saw you last. I mean, literally nonstop. You're doing Ozfest right now, but not only are you doing Ozfest, you're doing solo dates, like on nights off, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we pretty much don't have any time off. We do our off dates with Static X, and then so every day pretty much we play.
And how do the solo dates compare to the Ozfest dates?
They're great too, but you know, they're like clubs. It's like 800,000 people versus 6,000 people. You know, it's different. Nighttime lights. Here's like daytime party camping. Awesome Ozfest. We're having such a good time.
Blasco told us, we hooked up with him out in Vegas for VH1's Rock Honors, that he said any time that is not on tour is wasted time, and he's like making sure that you guys are out there.
Is the drill sergeant, yes. Like, and we want to work really hard because we want to sell albums and we want to, you know, work on our careers and really get our album out there. So we're nonstop touring till December 22nd. I mean, we have, like, no time off, period. But not Chris.
Yes, she's right.
And how do you spend time on the road? Do you do writing and stuff like that?
We have to start because, you know, we're realizing that our circle is going to come back around and we're going to have, like, another album that, like, makes this one look bad because we want to bring it up and step it up, and so we have to start writing, right, Chris?
Yeah, we do,
right,
and
Chris?
We definitely have been twiddling around. There's a few little ideas floating around here and there, but we definitely need to focus in more and get some more stuff together for the next record. But you know, it's 5 months into this record. We're mainly focused right now on getting through this first section of touring of this year, and you know, just working our butts off there.
I have a little mini recorder, so sometimes I'll just be sitting there and think of like a chorus. I'm like, start singing it. I'm like, oh, that's good. So I actually will just record every little thing that I think. So if they ever write something and I can't think of something, I just go back to that and listen to all my like little verses and choruses. It helps.
That's exactly what I was going to ask, if you had any kind of recording gear. And those little digital recorders are great. You can just like throw it down anytime.
Or if they write an acoustic song and I'm singing over it, we'll use it and record it. So yeah, I think it'll be a lifesaver. Huh, Chris?
She's right. It will be a lifesaver. No, we're going to look, you know, we need to look into getting some actual, like, recording equipment that we can record songs, you know, like a small little thing or something. But, yeah, definitely.
You should get, like, one of those pods. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah.
Like the Line 6 pod.
Line 6. They work pretty good for guitars and stuff.
So, now, you guys mentioned that you were on tour with Static X. Do you guys know those guys before this, or how did you hook up with the Static X?
We met them once in Europe. We did some shows in Europe with them at the festivals and stuff like that. But, and then we know them. We're not like great friends with them, but we say hello to all of them and we play all the time. And they're all very nice, cool dudes.
Is it just you guys and Static X, or is there somebody else along with you?
Our friends, also another band, Onkla, who is also on Ozfest, which are great guys and a great band too.
Onkla are definitely our bros.
They're
from LA too, and we kind of knew them before starting the Ozfest, and we found out they were on the off dates with us, and we've just been broing down with them nonstop. They're our boys, for sure. Onkla.
Now, back in February, not a lot of people heard of In This Moment, and I feel like now, you know, every day on the metal news sites, you're seeing stuff pop up on you guys, and I'm guessing that your world has really changed. Have you had any crazy moments just from the fame that's starting to come your way?
You know, he says it sometimes, and I think it's true. Is like, we are starting to notice like way more people knowing who we are and, you know, asking for autographs and like bigger crowds, but to us it's still kind of like the same routine every single day that we're doing, so we don't quite realize what's happening till things like that happen. Like, we realize more people are starting to sing the words and, you know, things like that. But we kind of feel exactly the same because we're doing the same thing every single day. We're kind of, like, lost out of the loop.
Well, I thought it was cool that people knew the words to your songs even before the album was out.
Yeah.
Thanks to Sirius.
Yeah. Sirius has helped us huge, and MySpace helps us out.
But would you... I mean, I would imagine you guys probably wouldn't be able to walk through the grounds here at Ozfest without having some, maybe, difficulty.
Well, we do. It just takes you a long time to get through. Everyone just starts walking up to you, and then once people realize like who you are, and then it's like a big, you know, I mean, we appreciate it.
If they see somebody like somebody will recognize Maria, and then somebody else will see them, you know, getting a picture with Maria, and then they'll want a picture, and then it'll just kind of be a thing. And definitely Maria gets recognized, and people remember the Dreads sometimes, so we do get recognized at Ozfest and stuff. But
it's awesome.
It's still like, you know, it's Ozfest. You know, they just saw us playing, things like that. Like she was saying, we're basically, you know, we drive, we wake up, we unload our trailer, we get up, put our stuff on stage, we sound check, we play, we load back up, we drive. And that, and unless something out of the ordinary happens where, like, you know, more people showing up or, you know, somebody recognizes us at the supermarket, then, you know, then we realize that the press is paying off, you know.
That's starting to happen, too. Just, like, eating in a restaurant and the waiter's like, aren't you guys in this one? So that's always weird. That's like, well, no, whoa. Or somebody's like, you guys are good. We're like, we're total dorks. This is crazy, you know. But we're having such a good time. We really are. For being such a new band, we feel really, really honored to be a part of the Ozfest this year because we're so new. It's such an amazing opportunity for us. It really is. So all the things happening are awesome.
Cool. Now, you did some big festivals over in Europe, right? Mm-hmm. What is the biggest crowd you guys have played to so far?
I would say Ozfest is definitely in the running. I mean, there was a couple of them that were probably 8 to 10,000 in Europe, but there's been a couple of Ozfests for that much, too.
Between so, here and there. What was that second show, that huge?
Rock and Ring.
Rock and Ring, yeah.
Was huge.
We had a great time in Europe, too.
And Fields of Rock in Holland was also huge. There's, like, pictures on our MySpace from that, and it's 8 to 10,000 people at least in that tent.
I also think it's just cool that you're traveling all around the whole world, like, doing this, which is great.
We loved Europe. We can't wait to go all over the place. Yeah, totally. And we did all of our off-day shows in Europe with Devil Driver, so that was fun and awesome. We did some shows with, like, Life Agony, and it was cool. We had a good time.
You guys also were hanging out at the FYE booth signing, and there were a ton of people. And I think that doing that, spending the time, making the time to hang out with the fans is also another thing that's really a good thing to do for a new band, and one of the reasons that I think you guys have such a big following, because you're cool, you hang with the fans, and I think that's great.
I mean, be nothing without them, you know? Like, if it wasn't those people buying the CDs and coming to shows and shaking our hands, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing right now, so that means everything to us.
It's really cool, and I'm wondering if it was like this when we were all kids, when bands were new. Were they being as cool with the fans? I don't know. What do you think?
I think every band's different. You know, I see different bands reacting differently to, but we just think it's really important to say hello and shake everyone's hand, look them in the eye, and tell them we appreciate them. We don't want to sit there and be like, just write our autograph, like, yeah, thanks. Like, we just, that's rude. We appreciate them, you know? What?
I think that means a lot to the fans, definitely.
It definitely does, and I don't know, we kind of just see that, taking the time to talk to kids that are outside, even if we don't even know if they're there for us. It's like, we see kids lined up. You know, when I walk by, I'm like, hey guys, what's going on? How you doing? You know, just whatever. It leaves them with a good impression of you, and it's just a decent, friendly thing to do as a person, you know? So
sometimes I get anxiety, but as long as I'm not having, like, anxiety day, like, sometimes if there's a million people, it has nothing to do with those people. I just get really anxious and, like, short breathy, and I have to, like, run and hide, and then I get myself together and go back out there. Sometimes it's just like, and I get panicky. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. I'm nuts. Sorry.
No, you're not nuts. It seems like that, especially among the bands at the second stage, it's kind of like it is kind of like a camping trip. Everybody's kind of friendly with each other, which is different than, I think, certain tours where, like, headliners wouldn't talk to the other members and say, you can only walk down this hallway here. It's just kind of like everybody's hanging out.
Everyone is friends. And at the end of the show, there's barbecues all out here. All the bands are hanging out. Everyone, music's blasting. The circus tent freaks come out and hang out with everyone. They do. They did a special show for all the bands the other night, and it was so fun.
Mark is and Emily are, like, really good friends with Tyler Fire.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, we know them. I don't know. Good friends is maybe pushing it, but yeah.
So cool. They've made friends. Like, we're all the, like, they've become friends with all the bands, and we're all friends with them.
Cool. Tyler's a great guy, definitely. And how's your son doing?
He's doing great. He came out in Ozfest for, like, a month, and now football started, and he's doing his thing, focusing on that, and I'm proud of him. But having a good time, yeah.
How does he feel about his mom becoming such a big rock star, if you will?
I don't know. I think he thinks I'm just his dorky mom, you know? Like, I think he's proud of me, and he tells me that I teach him to, that he thinks he can do it. He knows he can be anything and do anything, and he says that I've taught him that, to believe in himself. No matter what it is, he can, you know, obtain it. So I think that's really important to teach him. But I'm still his dorky mom.
Now, is he and are his friends and the crowd that he hangs out with, are they into metal?
Yeah, they are. Some of them are totally into, not all of them, but the fortunate thing about our band is a lot of people who aren't into metal or don't even listen to metal happen to like our band, so he has a lot of those friends, too, which is a good, you know, we feel fortunate that we can grasp onto different types of crowds.
So you guys have some more dates coming up. Like you said, you're going out on the road until pretty much, like, the new year.
Yeah.
And is there anything you can tell us about the thing that's happening after Ozfest?
Yeah, after Ozfest, we are, which is amazing, main support for Megadeth all over the United States. And we're, that was like, what? Like, when we found out we got this, we're like, are you kidding me? And then we found out that, and we were just like, right? So.
Yeah, I'm like a huge Megadeth fan, and like, I know what that means, main support of Megadeth. And, you know, we're playing big places, you know, not Ozfest big, but still, you know, 2,000 seaters, 3,000 seaters, and going on right before Megadeth, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's hard to believe.
And then we have a secret tour we're not allowed to talk about, to say who it is immediately following that, which is just, we're floored.
Bigger.
So
it's bigger.
Not better, because we're it's so amazing to be opening up for friggin' Megadeth. Yeah. I mean, but it's huge. We just can't even believe it. So, yeah, good things are happening all year.
Unbelievable. And we're going to actually see you guys with Megadeth at, I believe, Irving Plaza, or is it Beacon Theater in New York?
Irving Plaza.
Irving Plaza, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And Chris, what's your favorite Megadeth record?
I got to say Rust in Peace is my favorite, but I like, you know, all of them. All of them up to that. I even liked up to Euthanasia. You know, I was like, I stopped buying records in general after that time period, kind of, because I was playing so much in my band, I didn't really listen to other music, but Megadeth has been a huge influence on my playing and songwriting, everything, you know. Been following him since I was a kid. So,
well, that'll be cool to get on stage with him. Have you met Dave Mustaine before?
We actually did meet Dave Mustaine. When we were getting the tour set up, we were over in Europe, and Megadeth was at a lot of the same festivals that we were at. And the tour was supposed to be, like, locked in, but Dave Mustaine wasn't quite sure what he wanted to do yet. So we went, our agent arranged a meeting for us to talk to him, you know, about the tour. And which we were immediately like, oh my God, we're going to, you know, go meet. And it was one of those things where, like, you know, it had to be set up, and then their tour manager's like, okay, Dave, we'll see you now. And we get ushered in, and, you know, he was in a serious meeting with his band. They were all sitting in a circle with their guitars, you know, like working on stuff. And he stood up and came over and, you know, introduced himself, and we introduced ourselves. And then he basically just looked at us like, what do you want to say? And Maria, you know, basically said, you know, we're really excited about the possibility of touring with you in the fall, and da 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 da. And he was nice and friendly, but, and I was intimidated.
He's totally nice. He's intimidating. We're like, and then he came and watched us too, which was even more like, oh my God. Like,
yeah, you see him on the side of the stage, like, for, you know, three or four songs. And that was weird anyways, because that was our first time. The day that he saw us was the first show we did in Europe, in Germany. It was a festival. So there's like 7,000 to 8,000 people out there. And like all these other bands, As They Lay Dying, Chimera, Dragon Force, they're all like standing around too. Like, you know, everyone was watching. It was just like the weirdest.
I threw up a little, you know. Yeah. No, I didn't. I was nervous though.
It turned out really cool. You know, obviously we got the tour, and we're super excited about it.
Yeah.
We really look forward to seeing you on that when you come through the New York City area at Irving Plaza. And we thank you for taking the time out to talk with Talking Metal. And all you listeners out there need to have Beautiful Tragedy on your iPod. Go to iTunes, download it, 99 cents a cut.
Yeah, absolutely. And I told George from Century Media this earlier, and I'm not just saying this. I literally have been interviewing a ton of bands today, and I'm not telling every band this. And you can listen to Talking Metal, and you'll hear that I'm not telling every band this. But on Talking Metal, and just to my friends, I tell people, In This Moment is my favorite band right now.
Oh, we love you. You're so awesome.
It's
we
true.
Appreciate that,
it really
too.
Is I'm not lying. It's 100% true. And you can go back to listen to all the Talking Metal episodes when I talk about that. And thank you for calling it.
We love you. You're awesome.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thanks for having us. It's nice
you bet.
To see you guys.
And thanks for coming back and talking with us.
Cool. One more thing. Thank you for calling into that live show that we did, where usually I'm a little half in the bag when we do those, so I appreciate it, and I hope I did a half-decent interview.
You did, and actually this is the first actual interview in person with Mark.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
The
yeah.
first time you weren't even there. So.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to be with you this time.
Thanks, Maria. Thanks, guys, for joining
Thank
us.
You.
Daddy's Fallen Angel by In This Moment. Go to iTunes. Use the links from today's show notes to download these songs. Put them on your iPod. This is one of the best albums of 2007 so far, and I highly recommend you have it. We're going to end today's show with the song Prayers. It was the first single off the Beautiful Tragedy record, so definitely check that out. And if you don't have Prayers on your iPod, you are... you're really missing out and doing yourself a big disservice. So definitely support In This Moment. Support Dirt Talk. We got an interview right now with Ray from Dirt Talk.
Yeah, Dirt Talk is a cool podcast. We've been fans of the Dirt Talk podcast for a while. And we really think they're doing something new and something a little bit different in the podcasting field. And I know that's something that you like, Mark. You don't like when people just do the same old thing all the time. You like when somebody brings something a little bit different to the podcasting world, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, their podcast is almost secondary to their live show, which is what they do every Sunday night. And then I usually listen to it in podcast form because they take that live show and then they put it out over the RSS feed. But the last couple weeks I've actually listened to the live show, and it's actually kind of cool to hear it live. They have the chat room going, and we're gonna, I think, do our next live show, by the way, on September 11th, which you know, has a lot of weight to that date, but life goes on. I say we do it upright and have a nice party on September 11th at Bionic on TalkingMetalLive.com. Are you okay with that? You're kind of making a face.
No, the reason I'm making a face is the date after that date, September 12th, is my birthday, so we can have a little celebration. You know, it's such a sad day, but we can turn it into a good day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll have a lot of fun September 11th. On TalkingMetalLive.com on Bionic Radio. Check that out. Speaking of Bionic, I got to run over there and do a voiceover session for a show called Tin Man coming to Sci-Fi this December. Sci-Fi.com/Tin Man. Check it out. We got the website up a few days ago. It's looking pretty sharp. An amazing cast and an amazing show coming to Sci-Fi. It's a 3-night miniseries, Tin Man.
Yeah, check out that. You know what I just got, Mark? I got one of those For Your Consideration Emmy booklets with a bunch of cool sci-fi DVDs in it. I know you've seen those, and I'm pretty psyched. I'm going to check them out on my new Panasonic, you know, gigantic flat-screen TV.
Cool. Yeah, Battlestar was actually nominated for Best Drama. Best Writing in a Drama, I believe, is what it was nominated for. Up against Lost and The Sopranos, so in pretty good company for that. Battlestar Galactica, TV Guide calls it the best show on television.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to ask you, Mark, is I am about to get the entire Verizon all-in-one bundle, cell phone, internet service, local phone, long distance, and Fios TV. Now, how is that? You just got that.
Yeah, Fios is great. They don't have MSNBC, but they have CNN, they have Fox, they have ABC News, which is interesting, which I didn't know is a 24-hour-a-day news station. I spoke with my dad, who, as you know, recently went from Verizon Wireless, and now he's kind of expanded over to Verizon, and he's working on getting MSNBC on there, so that's good. And it's kick-ass. I think it's great to have the whole package. It's actually costing us less than it was having Comcast separate. And the picture is so crisp that you will not believe those HD stations. I mean, you were over at my house. It looks amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just getting my whole setup hooked up. I got it, you know, as you know, Panasonic flat-screen gigantic TV. And you know, I can't wait to do it. I want to hook it up right. I want to have the best possible HD service, and I just love the idea of having everything on one bill.
Yeah, and also, speaking of Verizon Wireless, my dad was pretty excited. He called me and told me that they have the exclusive for AC/DC, downloading AC/DC tracks. As you know, AC/DC is not up on iTunes. The only place you can download AC/DC legally is Verizon Wireless, and they have a great music service for all you Verizon Wireless customers who, you know, just want to download the MP3s right to your phone. You can do that. And I guess eventually he was telling me that they are going to, AC/DC will come to iTunes, but that's a ways off.
Right. Well, very cool. Everybody check that out. It's called Verizon Fios. You can go to Verizon.com or VerizonWireless.com for that as well. So why don't we get right into an interview with Black Metal Ray from the Great Dirt Talk podcast.
Yeah, we'll follow that up with prayers by In This Moment. Go support In This Moment. These guys rock. The record is amazing. Support Dirt Talk. We'll link their MySpace page through today's show notes. And I think you can subscribe to the RSS actually through their MySpace page. But yeah, I got to run, man. I'll catch up with you hopefully at your apartment next time. I want to see this new place.
Yeah, we'll do it from the new Talking Metal Jersey City spot. And I want to thank Chris and Maria from In This Moment. Want to thank everybody who made this episode possible. Black Metal Ray, everybody. Right now, this is Black Metal Ray. And before I sign off, Mark wants to say one more thing.
I just wanted to mention that a long time ago we got Chris Adler from Lamb of God coming up on a future episode real soon. We just did an interview with him. We did an interview with John Campbell from Lamb of God, and at that time we brought a whole video crew with us. We were doing a pilot for Fangoria, and there's been some speculation about this out there. And yeah, we were doing a pilot. Unfortunately, it was shelved. So we're going to try to actually get that footage from Fangoria TV and actually post it in our YouTube section, which they seem to be okay with.
Very, very cool. Yeah, that's excellent. You know, Mark and I work in the television industry, so we're no strangers to new shows coming in, coming out, you know, being taped, being shelved, and that's just the way it goes in the TV business.
That's right. And with any luck, maybe we'll do another pilot someday soon.
Absolutely. So right now, guys, check out Black Metal Ray from Dirt Talk with Mark Striegel of Talking Metal.
Followed by In This Moment, prayers. Have a good one.
Hey, this is Mark Striegel from the Talking Metal podcast, and we are pretty excited because on the line here we have a fellow podcaster, fellow radio guy checking in with us. He has his own show. Well, not his own show. You do a show with a partner, and it is called Dirt Talk. We have Black Metal Ray on the phone. How you doing, Ray?
Oh, pretty good, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thanks for taking time out of your day to talk with us. Now, I've mentioned your show a few times on the podcast.
Right.
And I think it's a great show. And the one thing I like about it is there's a lot of podcasts out there that that people tell me about, and I listen to them, and they're almost clones of the Talking Metal podcast with, you know, people doing their own toasts and doing a lot of the same exact stuff we do, which either means they're copying us or our ideas are unoriginal, and it could be a little of both. I don't know. But anyways, Having said that, Dirt Talk, you guys kind of have your own thing going on. It definitely stands out from the pack. And tell me a little bit about the show. Tell the Talking Metal listeners about what you guys do.
Okay, well, first of all, Mark, thank you very much for all the compliments that you've been giving us. It seems that since you guys have been talking about us on your shows, our listening base has been really going up, especially the podcast.
Cool.
So first of all, I want to thank you guys for doing that, you and John both.
Oh, you bet.
Second of all, Dirt Talk is it's a mixture of everything. I mean, our slogan is Beer, Chicks, and Politics, but I mean, we cover, you know, all ends of the spectrum. I mean, we talk about life, we talk about wacky news, we talk about music, metal, of course.
Right.
That's usually my end of things. And, of course, you know, we have the Rev, who's very sincere, very to the point, and always has an opinion about everything, which I think makes a big difference in a lot of the shows that are out there right now. But you know, we do the best we can, and we're growing every day, and, you know, that's all I can say about that. Just a mixture of everything. We try to throw everything into the pot and stir it up and let everybody hear it.
Yeah, and the thing that strikes me about it is it's an honest show. I mean, you guys go on there, and you're just, you know, you're not putting on a shtick. You're not really doing anything but being yourself. And
exactly.
It comes across as entertainment. I told Rev, I said, one of the things that, you know, I like about your show is that I agree with you a lot of the time, but on the flip side, another thing I actually like about the show is I don't agree with you a lot of the time, you know, and you guys have said some interesting things when it comes to politics and even when it comes to metal.
Right. I mean, you know, that's one of the things that I like about our show. We're not afraid to tell like it is. If we don't like something, we will tell you, and we will let you know, regardless of the situation. You know, we have a lot of, you know, we cover everything, like I said. It's just that we try to make sure we put our imprint on it, as opposed to having a show saying, well, yeah, we really like this guy, we really like this band, we really like this guy, blah, blah, blah. No, we tell it exactly like it is.
Yeah, which is cool. I mean, and one thing, as the Talking Metal podcast has gotten bigger, one thing, and it's tough, because I've had promoters and managers call us and say, well, we know you like this band, and we're going to get you an interview with this band, but we want you to interview this band, too. And, and you know, and it's a tough call, because when we started this podcast, I said, we're never going to put a band on that we don't like. And I really never put a band on that I hate, but there have been a few that I probably wouldn't have had on, you know, if there wasn't this, you know, agreement with management or with the PR people. But, yeah, and that's showbiz, unfortunately, you know, and... that brings me to my next question. You think you guys will ever start, like, doing interviews with bands and stuff?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I mean, we've wanted to do interviews with bands. It's just, you know, we haven't really been contacted. But, I mean, if an option or if an opportunity came along, if somebody, you know, wanted us to interview someone and, if we dig them, then we would definitely do it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, I like that you don't interview bands, because I think, you know, you got the personalities going there, and it always makes for a good listen. But having said that, I mean, in the beginning, the one thing that kind of helped us is we really did pursue getting some of these artists on the show. And, you know, it's a fan of the band might not stick with the podcast, but if they come to the podcast and hear you and then actually end up liking the show, they probably will stay with you. And it did help us kind of build our listener base, at least in the beginning.
Okay, well, I mean, that's definitely an option, and we'll definitely keep that in mind.
Yeah, cool.
Definitely.
So what bands are you digging now, by the way? Like, let's talk 2007. What new releases have you heard that you're kind of feeling?
Well, right now, my favorite album this year is Machine Head, The Blackening.
A lot of people love that record, man.
It's a great record. I mean, it's lengthy. You know, there's a lot of tracks on there that are about 10-plus minutes long, but it's very interesting. They keep things going. Ralph Flynn's a great producer, great songwriter, and all the whole band is just on it as far as the musicianship and the production. I mean, they deserve everything they get with this album, because it is really good. Also, Job for a Cowboy.
Right.
I believe it's going to make some big strides this year. I mean, the first week their album sold 14,000 copies. And those guys are really, really good. They're young, so they're really hungry. And let's see. In This Moment is another band who actually the Rev turned me on to them. And, you know, first I didn't really get into them, but the more I heard them, the more I started to like them. And Maria's a fantastic singer. I mean, she can scream, she can sing, she can do it all, and band behind her is really good as well. Those are about the three main ones that I can look at for 2007 that I've been really, you know, really impressed with.
Definitely, definitely. And yeah, In This Moment is an excellent band, and we've been on pretty good terms with Chris, the guitar player, who is a great guy and is actually coming back on the podcast. I think we're going to hook up with him out at Ozfest. You going to Ozfest this summer?
I'm skipping Ozfest this year. I've already seen, like, you know, Warren stuff, so I don't need to see, I'm sorry, Lordy, But I do like the idea that it's free this year, but I think the best Ozfest was 2004 with, you know, you had Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, Slayer. Two, Slipknot, Hatebreed, Unearth, all those bands were just, it was a great package.
Yeah, definitely. Now, what about the, like, older, kind of old-school metal stuff? I mean, you guys seem to be down with a lot of that, too. What are some of your favorite, let's talk 80s metal bands?
80s metal bands. Well, I'd have to say the Black Sabbath with Ronnie James Dio.
Sure.
You know, The Devil Cry is a great song. And Megadeth is another one. I've been into them since their inception. Their latest album is really good as well. you know, Metallica, Testament is another one. Testament, I believe, are going to make some strides next year with their new record. That's really the main ones that I can think of right now offhand.
Cool. So when were you in high school? Like, I don't know, how old are you guys, by the way?
I'm over 30 years old.
Right.
I graduated in 87, actually. Oh. So I know.
So did I. So did I.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So I know the Rev, he graduated about a couple years later than I did.
Right.
So we're kind of around the same age, so to speak. So, but we, you know, we get along really good.
Yeah.
And it makes for, you know, really good chemistry that we have on the mic, so to speak. So.
Yeah, well, I was listening to the one show, and you guys were talking about, I mean, your history, and you guys have known each other since you were little kids, is that right?
Right, we met through mutual friends that we knew, and we just instantly clicked, you know, because, you know, we were kind of into the same music, so we just kind of like, we just instantly, you know, attached ourselves to each other. And we lost touch for a while, then a few years ago, we met at a concert, you know, so to speak, how ironic.
Right.
But we met then, and then we started, Wes just telling me about the show that he was doing, and I kind of like, well, you know, if you need some help, he's like, well, you know, come on over and do it. So I came over, and I've been doing it ever since. So.
And this is Dirt Talk, or was this like another show he was doing before Dirt Talk?
Well, actually, it was the F Scene in UK, which was pretty explicit, is a good word. You know, Triple X, there's a lot of... you know, very extreme views, very profane. Then we decided last year to kind of tone it down, so to speak, and try to be more accessible to, you know, the listeners, which, you know, we started Dirt Talk. And it seems that since that's happened, a lot of people are really getting into it, which, you know, I feel that since we started Dirt Talk, that we've taken a step up as opposed to taking a step back.
So, yeah, well, I remember you emailing me well, probably well over a year ago at this point, and I added it to my favorites, the Dirt Talk thing, but the quality at that time was kind of on the poor side, but I had it on my favorites, and every now and again I would check back on it, and as of, like, I guess it had to be like, oh, probably 5 months ago, I went back, and suddenly you guys were sounding good, I could hear both of you clearly, and the quality really took a jump up. What happened? Did you get hooked up with a better studio or better equipment?
Well, we had some upgrades that were done. The Rev mostly took care of that situation. There's a guy that we were affiliated with, Nomad Radio, and also the owner of Rock Nation, which we're currently on right now on Sunday. And they were the ones that, you know, took the time with the Rev and made sure to upgrade the sound and made sure the microphones both worked. And I've also since that time that we've upgraded the sound equipment, that, you know, a lot of people are getting more and more into Dirt Talk.
Cool. And the one thing is, I you know, and I know we've spoken about this before, that I don't see Dirt Talk, like, on iTunes. Now, I know you can subscribe to it through iTunes, which a lot of our listeners are doing, but it would be great if Dirt Talk had their own page up there. I think your listenership would even go up more. But maybe that's something I can talk to John Astronomy about, and we can help you guys try to figure out how to do that.
All right. Well, any help is appreciated, man. Like I said, you guys have been really instrumental, you know, getting us, you know, more known across, you know, the World Wide Web, and, you know, we appreciate everything that you guys have done for us.
Yeah, and you guys do your show as a live show. Now, we do a Talking Metal live show, like, once a month, but we're primarily a podcast. But you guys, I kind of feel like they're almost the other way around. You're primarily a live show, but then you end up taking that live show and just sending it out there as a podcast.
Right. We do it on Sundays, and it's 2 hours long. And we have it, it's on Rock Nation Radio, 8 to 10 Central Standard Time on Sunday nights. And then after we do it, Rev takes it, and then he sends it out as a podcast. He also sends it to different other stations that we have.
Cool.
So, yeah.
So tell me about the live show, because that's one thing I've never really promoted on on our podcast is the Dirt Talk Live show. Where do people go? You mentioned Rock Nation. Is that a website? Is that rocknation.com or something?
Right, www.rocknationradio.com.
Rocknationradio.com.
Right, and you can go there Sunday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay,
so that's our show.
Yeah, so that would be 7 p.m. What's the 8 Central? That would be 9 p.m. in New York for
right.
New York listeners.
9 to 11, that's right, correct.
Cool. So, and you can go there, you can listen to it live. You guys are doing the show live. You have a chat room
right.
going on. You have
right.
you have giveaways. You're giving away free CDs.
Right.
You are having trivia contests, and you are talking chicks, beer, and politics.
Yeah, we do all that. We also take requests. I mean, if you want to hear something, we have a vast, vast library of, you know, rock, metal, and pop. So usually I'd say with 95% of the time, we usually have, if somebody says, hey, I want to hear, you know, Badlands, we usually can, you know, hey, we'll play it. So
cool. Well, one of these Sundays, I actually have to listen to the live show because I love doing our Talking Metal live show. It's a rush. It's a high being live on the air, and I actually like listening to shows live too. So,
okay,
I'm sit down in front of my computer. Who knows? Maybe even this Sunday, and try to catch you guys live.
All right. Well, great. Well,
yeah.
If you do that, please send us an email to let us know that you're listening.
Oh, I will. I'll send you an email and try to win the CDs. You guys have good giveaways. You know, you guys have done some real good giveaways. And any of you Talking Metal listeners out there, you want to beef up your CD collection, listen to the Dirt Talk show live, 8 to 10. That's Central Time. And win yourself some prizes and listen to a good quality show. And again, I wouldn't be hyping you guys unless I really believed in the show.
Well, Mark, like I said, man, we really do appreciate all the accolades you've given us. It's really been helpful. And I also want to point out that we also give away socks.
Socks?
As well.
Okay.
Yes, we give away socks. So I'm not sure if they're used or if we, you know, get them from somewhere, but we usually give out socks as well.
Nice. Nice. What kind of, are they, like, just white cotton socks? Or?
Yeah, most of the tube cotton ones, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, I could use another pair of those, actually.
Good.
All right, man. Well, listen, before you go, can I get an ID from you? This is Black Metal Ray from Dirt Talk, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
I can do that.
Go.
Hello out there. This is Black Metal Ray from Dirt Talk, and you're listening to John and Mark on Talking Metal.
Cool. All right, man. Well, Talking Metal listeners, go support Dirt Talk. Check out the live show on Sunday on rocknationradio.com. And, Ray, we will talk to you soon, and I guess we're going to have Rev come on the show maybe in a week or two.
All right. I also want to mention that you can also go to MySpace, www.myspace.com/DirtTalkOKC, and you can also hear the shows in their entirety as well.
Okay. We will link that through today's show notes.
All right.
So check that out.
All right, man. All right.
Bye. Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.